This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go live to the White House this morning. Karen Travers joining us as the president spoke yesterday with President Zelensky of Ukraine, talking about that meeting on the phone, of course, with Vladimir Putin. What do we know of what went on between the president and Zelensky?
It was an hour-long phone conversation yesterday, their first time that they have spoken since that explosive, contentious Oval Office meeting on February 28th. And according to a readout from the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, Zelensky agreed to that pause on strikes against energy sites right now, temporary partial pause. This follows, of course, the president's phone call with Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, where Putin put this on the table, a ceasefire, as the White House put it, on energy and infrastructure sites. This is not what Ukraine agreed to last week. The United States and Ukraine had worked out a 30-day ceasefire with no conditions. Russia did not agree to that on Tuesday. That was the president's goal for that conversation with Putin. But instead, Putin proposed this. So this is where they are right now. Conversations will continue over the weekend. The United States is going to meet with senior Russian officials and also meet with Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia. But that's notable because they're meeting with them separately. And we heard from the National Security Advisor yesterday referring to shuttle diplomacy, saying it's difficult, it's tough, but they're continuing to go back and forth at all levels to try to get toward a ceasefire. But that's important right now, the fact that they're doing this back and forth, not bringing Ukraine and Russia to the same negotiating table. And it's not clear when that might happen, if at all, or if these conversations will just continue on separate tracks.
And it's also being reported that President Trump offered Zelensky something else, taking control of Ukraine's nuclear plants.
Yeah, this was interesting. There was no mention in the readout about the minerals deal that was so important to the president ahead of that Oval Office meeting. I mean, we were hearing about that for weeks. This was the president saying that the United States needed to get paid back for all of the aid that has been given over 3 years to Ukraine. There was no mention of that. So I asked about this at the White House briefing yesterday and asked if the U.S. has moved beyond the minerals deal at this point. Why wasn't it included in this very lengthy readout of the hour-long meeting? And Caroline Leavitt said to me that they have moved beyond the minerals deal because they're at a place now of working toward a full ceasefire. Her answer didn't really clear things up because in the readout, it indicated that the president said that the United States could own and operate nuclear plants in Ukraine. And so is this now a replacement for the minerals deal? The White House has not said that. We've asked a lot of questions about this, but it's certainly indicating that they are doing something different than pushing Zelensky to strike an economic deal for their rare earth minerals.
Well, Karen, thanks for the update. Karen Travers joining us live this morning.